You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Do you remember me telling you guys about a poker group that I used to be a part of?
Yeah.
Poker? I don't even know her. Oh,
so do you remember then I was kicked out of that group? I was, well, okay, that's, let me put this, I just was no longer invited to attend. There are a couple of reasons why, but anyway, I've remained sort of friends with two of the guys who were in that group, even though they're like, dude, sorry, you can't come play anymore.
Were you taking all of their money too?
I refuse to comment on this. However, I've stayed friends with them, and one of them is a guy, what do we want to call him? Let's call him Jonah. That's our made-up name for him.
Jonah.
Yeah, I just need to come up with a fake name, because I cannot...
Have been Joe.
When you hear the story, you'll see why I cannot use his real name. Anyway, he's one of those kind of young, up-and-coming business executives, and that's all I'll say about that. He's had this new boss at his business for about a year, and the boss has been a complete jerk, I guess, to everybody at the business, but especially had some sort of axe to grind with Jonah the whole time. And about 2 weeks ago, Jonah was informed that his work was, quote, not up to standards, and he was let go.
Uh-oh. Poor Jonah.
Stinks.
Now, he knows that he's done a good job, and he wondered if maybe it was just because he never got along with his jerky boss. That the guy just used that, well, we're looking to go in a new direction, blah, blah, blah. We're going to let you go. But get a load of this. 2 days after he is let go, 2 days, the guy who took Jonah's job started.
Oh.
And what do you know? It's one of the boss's good friends.
That is a bad breakup.
So it's quite obvious that Jonah is let go so this guy can hire his buddy. I've heard of that happening at radio stations all over Denver.
Oh, great.
So this kind of stuff does happen.
None of your friends are looking for a job, are they, Dom?
I've hired friends before, and that does not always work out.
All right.
That's a whole other story. Anyway, so Jonah looked into, I guess, the legal aspect of it, and his attorney told him he doesn't have a case. His attorney says, this just sucks. There's really nothing you can do about it legally. They covered their butts on everything, but mm-hmm. It's pretty obvious the boss just wanted to hire his friend, and that's what he did.
Right. I guess you can't prove he fired me so he could hire his buddy.
Correct. Or even so, he could still say, yeah, this guy might be my friend, but he's a better worker than you are.
Sure.
So, and it's just not worth all the leak. You know how much it would cost to take that to court?
$1 million.
Worth it.
So it's better for him just to move on, but he doesn't want to move on without getting a shot in. Now, I'm not necessarily a fan of those kinds of things. But he's pretty adamant. He's looked into what he wants to do. He wants to purchase a billboard right outside the building where he
works. Rental space on the billboard.
Yeah, he's going to get space on a billboard for 1 month.
Your ad here.
Right.
Yeah.
He priced it out. He says with everything, he can get it for about $3,400 for the month.
That's a lot of money.
He says it's worth it to him. He's stocked. He's done pretty well over the years. He's got the money right now. And here's what he wants to put on it. He wants to put the boss's first name and last initial, and we'll say Steve W. All right. He wants to put Steve W. is the world's worst boss. And then on the billboard, it's going to have an arrow pointing to the building.
Beautiful.
You like
that's
that?
That's pretty good. Why not?
I said, well, let's go back to that whole legal talk.
But can you do that?
Yeah, because that's what I said to him. He goes, let's talk about it. I said, this is funny, and you know me. I'm going to find that kind of thing funny. I said, but can you get in trouble for that? And he goes, well, look. He goes, I'm not using any last names. There's a bunch of businesses that are in this building.
He's not using the business name.
I'm not using the business name.
Business.
The arrow could mean
anything.
Who knows what the arrow means?
Right.
It just happens to be pointing at that building.
He lives in the mountains.
And I got to say, I laughed hard at this idea, but I thought, what would most people say when they heard somebody plotting to do this?
Hell yeah, stick it to the man.
I think men would
screw that guy.
Think that, and then women would say, really, child,
what a great
grow up.
Comeback.
Oh, you think women would say it's childish?
I think that this guy is out of work and spending $3,400 on a billboard just to stick it to the man.
Stick it to
Why
the man.
Not?
Is a little childish.
He's going to be a hero for a lot of people. Probably a lot of people
a
in
lot
that
of
company.
Employed people. He should use his energy into finding a new job.
Well, everyone in that company might know that this boss is a total tool bag.
He says they do. He says he's he's a jerk to everyone. He just happened to be more of a jerk to Jonah than anyone else.
Gotta stand up to jerks, Emily.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but billboards will never hurt me. Like, really?
There's another thing, too. Remember we did a show a while back, and I was talking about how you kind of need to call out jerks every once in a while.
That's what he's doing.
Because jerks are used to the fact that no one's going to say anything, no one's going to do anything. Right? They can get away with anything all the time. And I said, sometimes you need to call them out on them being jerks.
That's all he's doing.
There's got to be a less expensive
way. Jerk
alert. Like, my theory, everything in life comes back to Friends and Sex in the City. In Sex in the City, someone cheated on Samantha, and she put his picture on a piece of paper, and she said, Richard is a jerk, or whatever she said, and then she went around the block and handed out that pamphlet to everybody that works on the block. Okay. That is a less expensive way to say Steve W.
pamphlet on
is
the,
a horrible boss.
On windshields, maybe?
Right!
If, let me ask you this. If we asked five people, what's your prediction of what the calls would say?
If this is a good idea or if this is a dumb idea?
Yeah.
I'm hoping good five idea. Say it's a bad idea.
All good. It's a good idea.
All bad.
It'll
it's
be,
impressive.
It'll be 3-2 that it's a good idea. Here's Tori. Hello, Tori. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hey. So my buddy wants to put up a billboard that says Steve W. is the world's worst boss with an arrow pointing to the building. What do you think?
I think that's a terrible idea. I think it's childish. And I think that if this boss was ruthless enough to fire him, hire a friend, and create a trail so that it would be rock solid, he's going to be the kind that would be ruthless enough to file a defamation lawsuit.
Right.
And I think that's...
Yeah, maybe.
The same thing applies that the attorney's fees and court costs for what you could get out of it in proving it, I think, I don't know that it would be worth
it
for the
boss. You
could prove
it. I think it would be pretty easy to prove it.
Like, his name's going to be on the paper that rented out the billboard for the month.
He's a boss.
What's your name? Jonah.
Well, Jonah could say, I'm talking about another Steve W. who's about 20 miles, but in that direction.
Well, yeah, and then think about that. You've got all the Steve W's that could potentially be in the area of the arrow.
They'd be mad as hell.
And Jonah could always say, oh, but it's not you. I never said it was you.
Right, but people seeing the billboard don't know that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of it.
It wasn't me. Shaggy's defense doesn't stand up in court. Wasn't me.
Tori, thank you for your call.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so what did I say?
Here's Shanna. Hello, Shanna.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think it's a bad idea.
Oh, okay. Oh come on.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it's a funny idea?
I do think it's funny. I do not agree with the previous caller in thinking that it's childish. I think he has a right to feel that way, but I say he takes the $3,400 and do something for himself, go on vacation or something.
Let me tell you something. I have known Jonah for 16 years. He's got enough money to do this and go on a vacation.
What's he look like?
This is just for his own pleasure.
Is he single?
No, he's getting not. Pleasure out of
he
this.
He is married. I'm sorry. All right. So you're saying just move on and don't spend the money.
Yeah. He's spending too much time, energy, and resources on somebody that's not worth it.
Well, I get that.
But maybe it is. He's calling this guy out.
I get that. But sometimes you need to expunge bad juju in your life. You know what I mean?
Maybe he can find him in a bar one day and
kick the crap out of him.
Oh, beat him up. All right. Listen,
I don't think he should beat him up, but he should definitely call him on it.
I know. I was just playing. Listen, you have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for being on the show. So far, 3-0 in favor of bad idea. Hello, Maria.
Yeah, that's Maria. That's a bad idea.
Let me ask you something,
Maria.
I'm just curious. Is this a male-female thing? Because Jeremy and I both are laughing about this, but so far every woman has said it's a bad idea.
It's just a waste of time. This person's not going to care. If he sees a billboard, he's not even going to think it's him.
There is that. I mean, is he going to change his ways? He's going to be like, holy cow, I am a jerk.
But it is the thing about being called on something. And remember, every other employee of that business is going to see the billboard, too. The boss is going to care. He will
care. I don't
care.
Think so. I think most people are shallow that way. That'll give a job away to a friend. They're not going to care.
Maybe he can rent out the billboard.
Maybe chuckle and says, he wasted his money.
He can get the billboard next to it and just put, no, I'm not.
What if the boss doesn't even come that way and won't even see the billboard?
He'll hear about it. Maria, thank you for the call.
I don't think this is a man-woman thing. I think it's a grown-up, it's just a child thing.
Maybe I'm just too tickled by the whole idea. Hello, Thomas.
Hey.
Hey.
I think it's absolutely a horrible idea.
Oh. Well, there goes the male female
theory.
Come on,
man. What's your problem?
Well, no problem. It's just he's giving this guy too much time in his head. He needs to focus on something else. And the other thing is if this guy is as big a jerk as he thinks or that he says he is, he will probably like it. He will probably laugh about it and go, I got to him.
Right.
So he will probably take pride in it.
You sound like Dr. Phil. Can we call you Dr. Thomas?
Well, you can.
Will you call us a lot and give us great advice?
He sounds like an idiot.
He's too much time in his head.
Too much money.
I love it.
Give that to charity.
Listen, Thomas, thanks for being on the show, all right?
No problem.
Right, see you, buddy.
4-0 in favor of bad idea. Only Lena can cast one vote for Jonah. Are you going to do it, Lena, or no?
Well, my opinion on this is I think it's a good idea. A few years ago, my dad went through the same problem. You know, I'm 18 now. And
I'm having a hard
time. Turn your radio off.
Yeah, turn your radio all the way down, Lena, and we'll come back and talk to you.
I would just like to point out that the one person that called and agreed with you is 18 years old.
That's all right. It's a good age. It's a fun age.
Lena, stay on the line. We'll come back and talk to you in just a second. So what you're saying is the big ol' jerk alert needs to be shut down?
Yeah, don't do billboard.
Yeah, you're right. All right. In my heart, I know it's a bad idea, but there's part of me that wants to see him do it just so I can drive by and see.
It's going to go viral.
Wouldn't we all like to see it at least?
Of course we would.
It would not only go viral, it would be on all the television stations here in town. They'd probably say, oh,
who is Steve W?
And why, why is he a jerk?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.